This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In Mumbai, India this week, social policy came in the form of a bank branch opening. The country's first state-owned bank for women is now in business, and it comes at a time when the very safety of women in India, much less their banking choices, is very much in the news. Yugita Lamai is a business correspondent for the BBC in Mumbai. Good to talk to you.
Good to speak to you, too.
This is, it's an idea that makes sense on the face of it, I suppose, given the problems over there. The question that does come to mind, first of all, though, is how effective will it be? Can you reach the number of people in India, the number of women that need to be reached to make a difference?
Well, that is going to be the big challenge for this bank. It was launched yesterday, but the big task really for this bank is going to be reaching out to remote areas, to rural parts, because that's where it's difficult for women to have access to any formal financial system. Women often feel intimidated. You know, they don't, even if there is a bank in their locality, they're scared to walk into the branch and open a bank account. At the moment, women across India are saving money in ways that are not really secure. They're stashing them away in pots and vessels at home, and the big aim of this bank is to get as many women as possible to open a bank account.
Manmohan Singh, the Prime Minister, said that as he was giving his speech, actually opening up this branch, he said economic empowerment of women in India remains a distant goal. It seems a bit depressing in light of all the news and everything that comes out of India about women's rights and women as a part of society over there.
You know, he is right, because if you go to, you know, any rural part of India, you'd actually see women doing a lot of the work. So it's not just the housework that they do, but doing very hard work in farms, in fields. Often, they're the earning members of the family. But despite that, you know, they're not treated with the kind of respect that they need to be. And that's why, you know, one of the things that this bank has done is that they've trained all of their employees to be very sensitive towards the women who walk into their branch, to guide them with, you know, the little details of making a deposit, and therefore try and bring some sort of transformation in the status of women in India.
Yeah, imagine being an Indian woman of middle age, never having banked, and walking into a bank and trying to open an account. You wouldn't even know what to do, would you?
Exactly. And that's why, you know, one of the reasons why they've decided that they're going to have, you know, mainly female staff members is because they do feel that, you know, even from a security point of view, you know, it'll be better. It'll be more encouraging for a woman to walk into a branch which has all women there who are helpful, who might be able to help her out. So that's the thought behind it.
In Mumbai, Yugita Lamai, the BBC's correspondent there. Yugita, thanks very much.
Thank you.